From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. There are two candidates for governor on the Democratic primary ballot. Both are political newcomers with very different backgrounds, though, political backings, and levels of adherence to Democratic Party norms. The election is Tuesday, May 22nd. Both candidates are relatively unknown, but by most metrics, Leticia Sanders is the clear underdog in this race. She's hardly raised any money, hired any staff, or spent any time on the campaign trail. But this former letter carrier, now a hairstylist, isn't deterred.
I've actually been prepared by my creator to be doing this, to the things that he's put me through. I'm one of the people, so that's why I'm running. I'm standing for the people.
Jared Henderson's campaign looks, sounds, and is professionally run. He's outraised Sanders $171,000 to $2,700. He's been an active campaigner throughout the state as well.
I'm running because I want us to set these big goals. You know, the governor said in January that the state of the state has never been stronger. Well, you get out of five or six counties in the state, and that's ridiculous. Let's just name that. We don't have to wallow in it, but let's say, all right, what are we going to do about that? There are things we can do, but it starts with recognizing that we have the capacity to do better.
Henderson earned master's degrees from Harvard in business administration and public administration. He worked as a research scientist for NASA before becoming state director of Teach for America's Arkansas division. That was from 2013 to 2017. Education is his passion on the campaign trail as well.
To me, the heart of the issue is about the health and the attractiveness of the teaching profession. And if we can get that right, if we can keep our best people in the profession, if we can get out of their way, if we can really inspire the best of our young people to enter our most important profession, we have a fighting shot of building an excellent and equitable education system. If we don't get that right, nothing else will matter, even if we throw more money at it.
He'd also like to see veteran teachers subjected to less stringent testing and review requirements than rookie teachers. Sanders thinks there's too much testing too, but her top education goal is to expand pre-K.
We have to start by allowing two-year-olds into a pre-K program to better educate them, to get them informed, not wait till they're four and five to say, hey, now you're ready to grasp what you already know. I mean, children are born with intelligence.
While Henderson sees education as the common denominator in alleviating many of Arkansas' shortcomings, Sanders prefers to focus on fully legalizing, growing, and taxing industrial hemp.
It actually was legal back in the 1700s, just as well as the prohibition as far as alcohol was legal and then illegal back in the 1920s. We can actually create clothes off of hemp. We can actually save the environment as far as hemp. It was the most safest fuel that we could have used and continue to use. And it'll grow the economy. It will.
Henderson thinks a more sound way to generate economic growth is to assist small businesses and underserved communities with financing.
I've met people all over, both in the campaign and in my previous work the last several years, in the Delta and South Arkansas and around the state that have the desire and the capacity to start a small business. But they usually need access to a little bit of seed capital. And we're not talking, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Even 5 or 10 can make a difference. One of the biggest things that people need access to is healthcare.
He'd also like to continue some of Governor Asa Hutchinson's efforts to seek out investments from other countries and other places in the nation. The Republican governor is seeking re-election and has a primary challenger.
Every time we get a new enterprise in here that's going to employ some folks, I'll stand up and clap at that ribbon cutting too. That's a good thing for Arkansas, and I don't mind saying so.
But Henderson's not a fan of the governor's plans to lower income tax rates for the state's wealthiest tax bracket. He says it's the wrong priority for a state in need of better services and higher teacher pay. Sanders, however, believes that the state shouldn't collect any income tax at all.
I know some people is not aware that the individuals is not supposed to have direct taxation, and we worried about income tax. Income tax came into law in 1936 by the Supreme Court, allowing that to come in. We shouldn't even have income tax.
Her position on abortion is also out of step with the Democratic Party platform. She calls abortion, quote, murder. She does think abortion should be legal for medically necessary reasons and instances like rape and incest.
Thou shalt not kill. It didn't put a stipulation that, oh, you're able to kill just because you don't want that baby. It said thou shalt not kill.
Henderson, however, says he does respect a woman's right to choose to have an abortion or not. He thinks the focus should be on reducing teen pregnancy. And for him, it's an issue that hits close to home.
Like almost everyone else I've ever met in my life, I want abortion to be rare too. I want women to have access to it when they really need it, but I want to create conditions where it's not as necessary. You know, I was born 40 years ago to an unmarried teenage mother that gave me up for adoption in the first week of my life. I have been thinking about abortion all my life, decades before I, you know, stuck my toe into politics here. And so it's not something trivial to me. It is not just a political issue. It's not to most people that really think about it. And I think there's so much missing common ground where, you know, like addressing teen pregnancy, where we could come together.
The Democratic primary election for governor between Jared Henderson and Leticia Sanders is Tuesday, May 22nd. Early voting's underway. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.